Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Wala ako sa hapon, wala ako sa gabi, pero papaligoy ako. Ano ako? Riddle, riddle, not a human, not an animal. I am tall in the morning, I am short in the afternoon. I disappear at night, but I'll be back soon. What am I?
Sa pamamagitan ng isang makabuluhang programa, ipinagdiwang sa Philippine Consulate General sa Sydney ang Philippine National Children's Week. Nagkaroon ng mga aktibidad na nakatuon sa karapatan, kaligtasan at paghubog ng mga kabataang Filipino-Australian. Nagkaroon ng masayang pagtatanghal ang mga kabataan kasama sina Maria Hall, Jethro Villarante, Matty Chidji at Cameron Marsh. May riddle reading o mga bugtong, story reading, art presentations, at musical performances na tampok ang husay at kumpiyansa ng mga kabataang Pilipino. Ito ay mga anyo ng oral tradisyon na ipinapasa mula sa isang henerasyon patungo sa susunod. Ang programa ay pinangunahan ni Jinky Marsh. Nagkaroon din ng pagbibigay mensahe ang ilang pangunahing opisyal ng Filipino-Australian community sa New South Wales. Nagkaroon din ng demo ng balintawak, isang traditional na Filipino martial art na gamit ang sticks o mga yantok tulad ng arnis. Itinanghal ito ni John Olivio at kanyang estudyante na si Salvatore Romeo. Aniya, marami pang kabataang Pilipino ang hindi batid na may sariling martial arts ang Pilipinas.
Most people actually, if you ask them, even Filipinos, they would say that they don't know that they have their own. And our martial arts is actually characterized by, similar to what Salvatore is holding, a ten stick. But it can be impact weapons, it can be knives, it can be empty hands.
Sa pamamagitan naman ng art presentations, ipinahayag ng mga bata ang kanilang pagkamalikhain at kumpiyansa. Iginuhit nila ang mga tanawin tulad ng Mayon Volcano, Chocolate Hills, at ang Tree of Life o ang Puno ng Nyog na karaniwang pinagkukunan ng hanap buhay ng maraming Pilipino.
I am so scientist. Nabuo ang Chocolate Hills millions of years ago, the last of limestone.
Ayon sa Philippine Consulate General sa Sydney na si Charmaine Rowena Avicivil, ang kinabukasan ng komunidad ay nagsisimula kung paano pinangangalagaan ang mga kabataan sa ngayon.
Philippines celebrates Children's Week during the 4th week of January each year, in accordance with Proclamation Number 190, Series of 1964, to promote the welfare, the rights, and the holistic development of children. Today, we come together to commemorate Philippine National Children's Week, a celebration of joy, of talent, and youth. This day also reminds us of something far more important, our shared responsibility to protect, uplift, and nurture every child.
Tinalakay rin ang kahalagahan ng proteksyon ng mga bata laban sa pang-abuso, child labor, kapabayaan at mga panganib sa online na mundo.
At the heart of today's celebration are three simple but powerful ideas: children's rights, protection, and development. Under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, every child has the right to be safe, to learn, to be heard, and to grow up with dignity and hope. These rights are not abstract concepts or legal words meant only for adults. They are about very real things, like going to school without fear, being cared for at home, being treated with respect, and being free to dream about the future. Second, protection. In today's world, protecting children means being vigilant against child abuse, against child labor, neglect, and the very real risks that children face online. Protection begins at home, continues in our schools, and in our communities. And it requires all of us to speak up when something is wrong. And as Filipinos, we take pride in our strong family values. Let us make sure that these values translate into safe spaces where children feel secure, supported, and loved. Third, development. Children thrive when they are given opportunities to learn, to express themselves, and to grow in environments that encourage confidence and creativity. Education, mentorship, and positive role models shape not just successful individuals, but also compassionate citizens of the world. This celebration would not be possible without the dedication of our community.
Sa gitna ng selebrasyon, ibinahagi naman ng keynote speaker na si Gigi Tupas ng International Justice Mission ang kalagayan ng mga batang Pilipino na biktima ng karahasan at online sexual exploitation.
IJM protects our vulnerable people, children, women, and adults, no, youth from violence. The last 2 decades have been different forms of human trafficking or modern slavery. We have several programs in 18 countries across the globe, but I'll focus on our program in the Philippines, which is online, which is combating online sexual exploitation of children, or OSEC. In 2021, International Justice Mission, with our global and local partners, we conducted the Scale of Harm study. And sadly, it revealed that in 2022 alone, nearly 500,000 Filipino children were newly trafficked to produce child sexual exploitation materials, or CSEM. The crime is a huge threat to Filipino children and youth who are targeted by predators online. And where are they coming from? According to study, sadly, the top 3, US, UK, and sadly, Australia. So these materials can be in videos, photos, or live stream. But despite the magnitude of the crime, this is not a hopeless fight. When all of us work together, rescues, arrests, convictions, and survivors supported in their healing and restoration happen, and the results give us so much hope that we can end this crime.
Binanggit din ni Gigi Tupas ang pangangailangan ng agarang pag-uulat ng mga kaso upang maprotektahan ng mga bata at matulungan ang mga biktima.
Those who grew up in the Philippines, we were always reminded that Rizal said, the youth is the hope of our future. And of course, I agree 1,000%. And I believe, yes, the young people and the children are the future, and they are also very much the present. The Philippines and the Australian government, together with International Justice Mission and all the other, some international law enforcement and different stakeholders, have worked together on the ground since 2011 and have focused since 2016 on this crime. We believe at International Justice Mission that every child and youth should have a life of freedom and safety, free from any harm, exploitation, or abuse. I invite you to join us and countless others here in Australia, Philippines, Asia Pacific, and around the globe in being part of a movement that is resolute in seeking justice for more trafficked and exploited children, and working alongside each other in making the world better and safer for every child and youth. Yung tipong kahit saan sila, bilang magulang, as a parent, you won't worry. You know that they are safe, and that is what we are hoping for.
Sa pagtatapos ng selebrasyon, muling nanawagan ng mga tagapagsalita sa komunidad na patuloy na pag-usapan ang mga karapatan ng mga bata, maging mapagmatyag laban sa mga pinsala ng karahasan, online at offline, at lumikha ng mas mapag-arugang kapaligiran kung saan ang bawat bata ay nararamdamang pinapahalagahan at binibigyang lakas. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.